It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. As the Caribbean was reeling last week from Hurricane Irma, a massive earthquake struck off the southern coast of Mexico. It was the strongest quake to hit that area in a century. Almost 100 people have been found dead so far, mostly in the states of Chiapas and Oaxaca. The magnitude 8.2 quake reduced buildings to rubble. It also shook towns as far north as Mexico City, more than 400 miles away. Paulina Villegas is a New York Times reporter covering Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. Paulina, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Describe the damage that was extensive here from Chiapas all the way to Mexico City.
Well, I'm in Oaxaca State, and this is by far the state that has been hit the hardest. I mean, Juchitán, the largest city in this region, which has been hit pretty hard. You can see the damage all over the city. In each street, there are buildings, houses, shattered windows, many, many, I mean, countless buildings actually that have been completely leveled, including the municipal palace, which collapsed Thursday night. There's still no running water in large parts of the city and surrounding towns. Electricity has been recovered, but not fully. So this city and also the state of Chiapas is still struggling with the aftermath, including countless aftershocks.
Is the rescue phase complete? Are there still people thought to be alive under the rubble?
They are pretty much looking for bodies, but not really any alive. Rescue operations continued throughout the day, yesterday, deep into the night, both here in Juchitán and surrounding towns. But they're basically just looking for bodies that most likely perished after the quake due to the devastation.
Paulina Villegas, you're in the state of Oaxaca now, next door in Chiapas, which was also damaged. That's one of the poorest states in all of Mexico. What has emergency response looked like there? Are crews able to get in there to help people?
Yeah, I think this is the interesting positive sides of disasters. Mexico is used and accustomed to earthquakes. And like you said, both Oaxaca and Chiapas are among the poorest states in the country. But the federal government has responded pretty quickly and efficiently, sending, you know, Marine Army soldiers. There's been a massive deployment of rescuers and working teams that have been sending in food, water, supplies, medical aid. But it's still the largest and the biggest, for sure, challenge that local and state authorities and society here are still struggling with and will continue to do so in the upcoming days and weeks, especially the effort to rebuild cities and towns that have been very devastated and damaged by the quake. But aid and help is coming. There have been strategic operations to send the most urgent help to Juchitán, for example, where the largest number of dead took place in here. So yeah, it's coming. But I also think it's worth noting that society has been coming together, and there's many private initiatives by concerned citizens that have been raising funds and just sending all the help they can.
Citizens in towns across southern Mexico recovering now after a massive 8.2 magnitude earthquake that hit last week. Paulina Villegas with the New York Times. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.